Hello, River Hill. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It's your boy, George Mansoury, with another special guest. Gabe Kamen's here.
Hello, everybody.
Senior started this podcast a while ago. About to graduate, going to where are you going? Where are you going?
Wisconsin. Thought you knew that.
Wisconsin. Yeah, I forgot. Wisconsin for the win. So let's just get right into it. First thing we're talking about today is the Los Angeles Lakers' sloppy performance against the Phoenix Suns. Suns outworked them, out-hustled them. I mean, it was a really bad showing for the Lakers.
Yeah, it was terrible. And I see a lot of people are surprised about that result. I'm not one of them. You know, I had the Suns winning in six, maybe even five.
Suns winning in six?
Yep, just not impressed with the Lakers at all this season. I think it starts with Anthony Davis. You know, LeBron was out for a while. You're like, okay, the Lakers are still going to be fine. You know, they got Anthony Davis. He was just not playing well. They kept losing every game. Now LeBron's back, and they just did not look like themselves last night. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, Anthony Davis is having the worst year of his career. LeBron, I don't think they have enough talent for LeBron to carry them past the Suns. I mean, the Suns are a two seed for a reason.
Okay, so the thing I would take away from that game is Anthony Davis is played terrible, awful, right? Garbage. He needs to be so much better. And I think they're going to make it to the finals, but to win the finals, AD is going to have to play way better than he did.
They're not going to make it to the finals. I mean, they barely beat the Warriors. The Warriors are not a good basketball team. I mean, they got Curry. I mean, they couldn't have played worse against the Suns around game one. There's no way they make it to the finals. The good news is if they win, they play the winner of Denver versus Portland, I think. And I think they could probably beat them. But I just don't see them getting past Phoenix. Chris Paul is 100%.
I just trust LeBron too much. After the things he's done in the playoffs, he always has bad game ones. So that's why I'm still think they're making it to the finals.
I just think it's a bad matchup for him. I mean, LeBron can go for 40, 12, and 10, and they can still lose. The Suns, people are sleeping on the Suns just because they're playing the Lakers. But, I mean, they're a two seed in the Hard West for a reason.
And the reason I think the Lakers are going to win is because their side of the ball, there's two players that really stood out for me. And if they keep playing the way they do, I feel like the Lakers will win. Montrezl Harrell and Andre Drummond. They played great basketball last night. AD played awful.
Mm-hmm.
But if he plays decent, Andre Drummond, 12 points. When he came in, he made an impact. So did Montrezl Harrell. I mean, DeAndre Ayton, though, just dominated. Best been on the basketball court by far. And I don't think that's going to happen again. So
yeah, most people are picking the Lakers, of course. Suns are getting slept on for some reason. I mean, of course, CP3, Devin Booker, Ayton. Then they also got a bunch of other guys. I mean, Mikal Bridges is extremely underrated. He's going to have a monster series. I don't know why they're getting so disrespected. I guess LeBron, but I mean, it's a 2-seed versus a 7-seed for a reason.
Okay, but who on the Suns is going to give you that type of performance again? Devin Booker.
Besides Devin Booker, okay, then say besides LeBron, too. You're taking out the team's two best players. But, I mean, Chris Paul's been here before. He knows how to win games. Aiden's just a monster. I don't think Drummond can contain Aiden. I don't think Harrell can contain Aiden in a seven-game series. They got more shooters than the Lakers. I think they better on both sides than the Lakers. I mean, they have the third best net rating, I think, in the entire league, which, I mean, that's not a surprise. They're the two seed in the West, but they're just a better team than the Lakers. I mean, I'll give it to you, LeBron. He has bad games in the playoffs, and he comes back. But, I mean, this Lakers team just is disgusting, really, in a bad way.
I just think, especially with if shooters played good last night, he was attacking, he was aggressive. He didn't make all his shots, but he was aggressive. That's what they need him to be to make a finals run. And I just think LeBron in the playoffs is a different monster.
All right, well, I'm waiting for it. I didn't like his performance against the Warriors. I didn't like his performance against
the Suns. Oh, yeah, that was the play-in game. And I feel like
it's a playoff still.
I feel like he's also not fully healthy.
Oh, yeah. Neither is Anthony Davis. I mean, Anthony Davis is always hurt. But, I mean, that's not an excuse. They're just not looking like themselves, and I think they're going to lose.
All right, well, next topic, the New York Knicks. almost full capacity. Most fans in a stadium since the pandemic, and they lose to the Hawks. Just the Hawks should have been blowing out the Knicks. The Knicks, I think, played really bad. Julius Randle was abysmal, and I think he needs to play a lot better.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He's supposed to be their all-star, their best player, and didn't play like that.
Everybody knows the Knicks, you know, have a great defense, and Randle usually goes for 30. But we saw what happens if Randle's off. They just don't have enough scoring. I mean, RJ Barrett, I guess he had like 14. There's just not enough scoring on that team. And I think if the Hawks can pick up their scoring, I mean, the Knicks obviously did a good job on defense, but if the Hawks can get into the 120s, the 130s like they're used to, I think the Hawks can run away with this series.
Yeah, and I just question Tom Thibodeau's coaching. You bring in Frank Ntilikina, whatever his name is, for 1 minute of the game to guard the best player on the other team.
I mean, he's supposed to be a defensive star, but yeah, I mean, you can't pick somebody off the bench and tell him to go guard Trae Young in crunch time. I mean, and it wasn't even close. I mean, he dribbled right past him, and then the help defense wasn't even there. I mean, it was an easy shot. Just not good defense.
The worst part is he only played 1 minute, and that was his only minute of the game played.
Just dumb. I didn't like it. But I guess, I mean, who are you going to put on?
I'd rather put RJ Barrett on.
Yeah.
A bigger defender.
And you know what he wants to do, too. I mean, that's Trae Young's shot. So it's just, it's a shame that it's so easy.
Yeah, and I think the Knicks just got off to a bad start and didn't. If I was coaching, I would say, get the crowd involved. Make big plays. Somebody needs to step up and get the crowd loud so you can really get some momentum on your side.
Yeah, I agree. But if Julius Randle isn't doing that, then they don't have a lot of guys that can.
That's what I think next year. If the Clippers, I'm calling this now, if the Clippers lose this series, I think Kawhi's leaving.
To the Knicks?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's a whole nother conversation.
Yes, sir. Jeez. New York.
I don't think he needs New York. He's not that type of guy.
Where else would he go?
Stay with the Clippers. He's fine.
No, I don't think he's staying with the Clippers. I think he's going to the Knicks. Going to talk about big performances in the playoffs. You have Luka crushing the Clippers. Absolutely crushing the Clippers. I feel like the Clippers' main, like their biggest strength is their perimeter defending, and Luka just dominated.
Yeah, I mean, Luka dominates everybody. I was surprised that the Mavericks won pretty easily. I have the Clippers going pretty far in this playoffs, and Luka just took over. I mean, they have a good team with Porzingis, and they got a lot of depth and shooters, but it just seems like the Clippers are pretty much better at everything, but Luka just so good.
Yeah, Luka with a bunch of points, bunch of assists. I think he had a triple-double.
Yeah, he had a triple-double. And Hardaway was making shots, too. Porzingis was off a little bit, but
if Porzingis can come back and make a difference, I think this team can make it to the conference finals.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the Clippers just such a good roster, so much depth, shooters, defenders, but
do they really have shooters? Like, I look at this team, and there's nobody besides Kawhi in the playoffs that scares me.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're one of the people that says Paul George sucks in the playoffs, then yeah. But I mean, yeah, I guess they're not a great shooting team. I more so meant scores. I mean, you got Paul George and Kawhi, and yeah, they don't have a lot of scores either. I mean, they're a defense team, but they can score the ball. Kawhi and Paul George normally going for 35 a game. That's probably how they get most of their points. I mean, Marcus Morris doesn't do a whole lot. Good defense. Patrick Beverley, of course, good defense. Batum's been pretty good, but he's not much of a scorer. Of course, Rondo can get up there in points, but he's not much of a scorer. So, I mean, they're going to have to match Luka, but, yeah, it might be tough.
I just think every possession, or, like, every clutch possession, either Kawhi or Paul George needs to be on Luka.
Yeah, preferably Kawhi, but, I mean, Paul George. Luka's such a good playmaker. He finds open guys, too. People don't like to talk about his passing a whole lot, but he's just so good. Future MVP, quite a few of them, I think.
That's true. Well, next game, I mean, how about them Grizzlies?
Yeah, not a surprise. No Donovan Mitchell, but yeah. Jazz just aren't a great team without
Donovan Mitchell. Brooks, looking like a young Kawhi Leonard out there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're a good young team. Of course, Ja had a good game as well, but Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised at that result. I think once Donovan Mitchell gets back, if he's 100% or maybe 90-80%, I think the Jazz can take the series, but
Never
I'm
know,
not
because
surprised.
he has to get healthy and like in a rhythm.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be an easy series even with Donovan Mitchell. The Grizzlies are gritty. I mean, they got scoring. And I don't like the Jazz too much. I guess, with Donovan Mitchell, they're a much different team, but they just don't scare me.
Yeah, and the 76ers barely beating the Washington Wizards. It was an interesting call during the end of the game. The referee called Russell Westbrook out, even though his foot wasn't clearly touching the ground.
Yeah, he was not out of bounds. I don't think that call made too much of a difference. I think the
I think it
76ers
did, though. They were.
were down five, or weren't they? They were
It was
down
a
five,
one
like
possession game the time he got that rebound.
it's three.
It was a one possession game, I'm pretty
So it
sure.
was three. It was
Yeah.
either three or five, but I mean, I don't know. It's a lot the Wizards would have to do to win that game after that. The thing that scares me about the 76ers is that they were off from three. I think they shot 31%, which is right on their average. But so many wide open looks that they were missing. They're not going to miss those further along in the series. And then, of course, Embiid picked up the early fouls, and you're like, okay, maybe the Wizards can, build a bit of a lead. And they did give them credit that they did, go up 2-4 in the first half. But that Tobias Harris just dominated, and then that.
Yeesh.
It's a shame that when Embiid goes out, somebody else dominates, and when Embiid comes in, he dominates. It's just the Wizards need to
Yeah.
pick it up defensively.
This is why I think they should have traded for either James Harden or just Chris Paul in general.
Who?
The 76ers.
Why?
Because what did Ben Simmons do?
Defense. I mean, I hate Ben Simmons. No offense
He's
to my
their
friend.
one weakness. I feel like if they replace Ben Simmons, right? Even he gets better, they win a championship.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, he's a great defender, but he's just so limited offensively. He just looks lost. I mean, not even talking about the free throws, it's just awful. But yeah, I guess they don't need him to do a whole lot of scoring. He's, a good passer, almost 7 feet tall. He knows what to do, he knows his limits. But yeah, I just wish he could score a bit better.
Yeah, but the Brooklyn Nets, I mean, they look dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to give our championship prediction or not, but yeah, I got them going all the way. I mean, you can say just based off the roster alone, but I mean, they're just gelling so well.
I just have questions when they go against Giannis, Joel Embiid, maybe Anthony Davis, whoever comes out of the West.
Right. Well, the thing about the Nets is, I mean, they're going to score 140 points, so how many are they going to give up? Maybe 130, 135. It doesn't really matter. You just got to keep scoring. And the Nets are great at scoring. The defense, of course, is a problem. That's why the 76ers stand a chance against them, because the 76ers have a great defense. But I mean, it's just I don't think a lot of teams can score with the Nets.
I'm worried about their size and the offensive rebounds that are going to come down. Just the second chances that they're not going to get. It's just,
Blake Griffin's awful.
yeah,
Feels bad for him.
they're going to need a big in the future. I
Good.
think this is one of the most like entertaining playoff series. This year and next year will be very entertaining.
Yep.
NBA.
I agree.
Well, let's change topics to the NFL today. Report coming out that Julio Jones is officially out of Atlanta. He wants out. He requested a trade. He said he doesn't want to go to the Cowboys. He just wants to win.
Right. It doesn't surprise me that he wants out. I mean, Falcons front office has just not been good as of late. I mean, they've had some talent, but it's just not been good the past couple of years. I guess Kyle Pitts was a good pick. I mean, if you're really confident in Matt Ryan for two more seasons, maybe I would have liked to see a quarterback, but I guess, Kyle Pitts, fine pick. Julio, I mean, he's what, 30, 31 now, maybe 30. He
I think he does. Miles on the legs.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm saying Falcons are entering pretty much a rebuild. I mean, like I said, they still have some talent, but it's just
Yeah,
past couple
I don't
years have been
understand
out.
why they didn't trade Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they think he's got two more years in him. I mean, he wasn't awful last season, but
His contract, though, is just.
yeah, well, I mean, who's going to trade for him, I guess, is a thing. I mean, he's nearly 40. contract.
How about the Ravens going for Julio?
No, thank you.
Why wouldn't we? Why not make the wide receiver room better?
First
it's not
of
gonna
all,
cost a lot.
First of all, it'll cost probably a first round pick.
No,
maybe multiple seconds, maybe a second.
Multiple seconds for Julio Jones.
I mean, here's the thing with Julio. He can disappear at certain stretches. He might, you know, make it a nice catch, a nice jump ball catch. But I mean, is he really that much of a difference? You got Bateman, you got Watkins, you got Hollywood, you got your two tight ends, you got a bunch of young receivers you drafted in the last 3 years. I don't think you need to throw in.
When we're talking about Sammy Watkins as a big addition to our offense.
I'm not saying he's a big addition. I'm just saying, first of all,
he's going to play good week one and then get hurt the rest of the season.
You're a run first team. Everybody knows that. You don't want Lamar throwing more than 30 times a game. I agree that if you get Julio, it'll make defenses respect, pass a little bit more. But I just don't think it's worth giving up multiple picks. When's the last time the Ravens gave up multiple picks? I guess Ngakoue, they gave up a third. That didn't work out too well. I mean, he did nothing. And I just think Julio, I mean, is it really worth it? You get 700 yards, five touchdowns. I mean, you got guys on the team that can do that. It's just, I mean, you give them enough chances. Nobody gets targets. They don't pass enough. And then when they do pass, you know, Lamar's turning it over. No offense to Lamar. But I just don't think Julio will fix the Ravens. I think the Ravens need to commit to the running the ball, RPOs, play action, and just I'm afraid that giving up too much for Julio, aging, costs a lot. I just don't know.
I feel like two second round picks for one of the best receivers in the league, and to also get him on your team instead of another team is worth the cost.
Don't you think somebody will give up a first, like New England or something?
A first is good, too. I mean,
Ravens aren't going to give up a first.
Yeah, they probably won't, but
somebody will, and they'll probably get him.
If he goes to the Titans, I'll be scared of my wife.
That's true.
Imagine Derrick Henry, Julio Jones, and A.J. Brown. I mean, that's too scary of a team to not give up a first-round pick.
I don't know. The Ravens got too many contracts. They're expiring soon. Too many holes to just.
Yeah, I don't know why we got so many receivers this offseason.
Well, you need to find your four guys that you can rely on. I don't think they have those yet. I mean, I like Duvernay a lot, but now he's like fifth in the depth chart.
I don't know why you like it. I feel like he's.
You don't like Duvernay?
It's not that I don't like him. I just feel like he's a gadget type of player.
He is a gadget type of player. I mean, at Texas, he was a deep threat. That's just how the Ravens are using him. But, I mean, every time he got the ball, he made plays. Every team needs a gadget type player, especially the Ravens. I mean, I want the RPOs you see with, like, Tyreek Hill and stuff. The Ravens never do any of that. But, yeah.
I feel like there was no point of bringing in Sammy Watkins either.
If you don't bring in Sammy Watkins, who are your three starting receivers?
Bateman, Hollywood, Julio.
Okay, so well, if you're going to say Julio, then.
I mean, why not trade for him?
So if we trade a first and a third in next year's draft for Julio Jones, you'll be happy about that.
I'll be fine with it.
Then, I mean, contract, I don't know if Atlanta would take any of the contract, but I don't know. And then Bateman becomes wasted pick.
Oh, Bateman's on the other side. Bateman's on the other side.
So you're just benching Hollywood like that?
No, I'm putting Hollywood in the slot.
Putting Hollywood in the slot, I don't know about that. You think he has the hands and the physicality to play in the slot?
I think he does.
Okay.
I think he's heavily underrated inside.
I mean, yeah, he might play in the slot this year anyways.
Let him work in the slot, and I think it would be dangerous. His speed is just going to take over.
I don't know. I just every time I think
Wes
about
Walker type stuff.
Right. Wes Welker, no speed, great hands, great route running. That's pretty much the opposite of Hollywood. I mean, every good play Hollywood's had has been a 60-yard streak, a 40-yard post. I don't know about his hands, his route running, his ability to.
That's why he would be better in the slot, because corners, I think, could just press up and bully him.
It's still going to happen in the slot.
but he had more chances of with linebackers on him or slower corners, and I think he'll be better off in the slot.
Yeah, I think we do need to get him more involved in the short passing game. You know, slants, screens, that type of stuff.
Yeah, like, especially I look at the Browns game and I see he played good and then he played terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't use him in intermediate routes or, like, slants or whatever. And it was just like, what's his name? Offensive coordinator just needs to go.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
But we can't fire him because he's such a good run concept.
And he knows exactly how to use Lamar. But it's just the two playoff losses the past 2 years have been just terribly coached by Greg Roman.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not running enough, and then, you know, third downs, dumb calls, and just bad stuff.
And then I feel like also the talent was lacking sometimes, too.
The talent? You mean on the offense?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, hopefully you bring in – I know you're not a big Watkins fan. He's an established receiver. The Ravens didn't have a whole lot of
stuff. Established receiver.
Huh?
Is he an established receiver?
I mean, he's got, what, 6-7 years of production. He's a couple injuries. I mean, I'm 700 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's production. The Ravens don't have guys like
that. He's not going to get 700 yards.
I'm saying in the past. Last year, he probably had 700 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Definitely not. He got hurt most of the last year.
Well, I mean, he's had injuries. I'm not denying that. He's good deep threat. He's solid hands, decent size. He had 400 yards, 2 touchdowns last year.
With Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback.
Well, he was hurt. I mean, he's had 9 touchdown season, 1,000-yard touchdown season, 8 touchdown season, 6 touchdown season. He's a respected receiver, decent hands, good speed, decent size. I think he'd be a solid number two for the Ravens.
I don't know about that. But let's finish up the podcast with this. What is your favorite River Hill moment in your past reviews?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, obviously I think about football when I hear that question. So I'll probably say, there's just so many. I'll probably say beating Howard for the county championship for multiple reasons. First of all, that was a close game. We haven't had a whole lot of close games these past 2 seasons. But, you know, that one was a hard-fought 14-7 game, came down to the final defensive stand on 4th-and-1. We bring them down the backfield to secure the county championship. Then, of course, that year we beat – well, going back to Howard, that was also our first time beating Howard in, like, 4 or 5 years, so that was pretty cool to be a part of. And, of course, that same season we beat Glenel. You know, I've been going to River Hill for 3 years up to that point. Everybody knows that's a huge rivalry. And, you know, to play another close game and beat Glenel. And then – this year, two games come to my mind. Of course, the Marriott's Ridge game, you know, avenging our loss from last season. And, of course, the Wild Lake game. I wasn't even talking about that, but we avenged both of our losses from last season. But, again, I like the close games a lot. So beating Athelton, you know, we go down early and then beating Athelton, that was huge. So those are probably some of the best moments I'll cherish from River Hill.
So how would you describe River Hill to somebody who – didn't go to the school?
Oh, man. There's just, first of all, it's very diverse, both in, you know, the people you'll meet and the things that you can do. I mean, you know, I would have never expected that I would, you know, be a linebacker on the football team and then also an editor-in-chief of the newspaper. I mean, I just came in to River Hill, you know, not really knowing who I was, not really knowing what to do. And then, you know, I just take a couple chances. I decide to play football. I decide to take journalism, and then here I am. So, I mean, there's really something for everybody. Even if you don't think there's something for you, you can just try new things, try to find something, and I think you can have a great time in high school.
Well, that's it for the podcast. We're all wishing you the best at Wisconsin.
Appreciate it, George. Appreciate it.
Well, see y'all next year, next time, whenever.